Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations, which we promised already 2 days back. Today we will hear about the six powerful principles that work both on a sacred pilgrimage as well as when you wish to lead an inspired life. I asked Raghunath when he came with a group to Vrindavan what he tells them so that they can all make a wonderful experience. See, in these groups there are people from various countries, from various ethnic backgrounds, from various views of life and age groups and so on. And before they go on the pilgrimage, Raghunath sends them the six principles which he has isolated from the Shikshastakam prayers and other works. These six principles need to be kept in Vrindavan so that one does not fall out of the wave of Krishna's arrangement. But if you apply them, they will help you in all the aspects of your hopefully inspired life. I mean, they ensure that you lead an inspiring life. The first is, don't criticize. Remember, we have to take the ego out of the center and put divinity or Krishna there. There's always something or someone to complain about, and there is always someone or something that is glorious and for which you can be grateful for. So choose gratitude to life. Don't pick out these incidences where you criticize. Second, be tolerant. Intolerance is always the road to misery, because you come into a mindset that is troubled. Third principle, don't take offense. Yes, there will be people who hurt you. In Vrindavan, maybe the rickshaw drivers or pandas who want to always hassle you for money or this or that. It is natural that you meet those of a mosquito nature who sting and sting and sting. But don't take the offense to your heart. That will help you very much. Fourth principles. If you do a mistake, apologize quickly. Then the after effects of committing a mistake, that is, that someone is upset, are quickly neutralized. Fifth principle, see the good in people, even those who drive you crazy. Appreciate them and express it to them. You will see, when you see the good, even if it is buried by so much distracting content and characteristics, if you see the good and appreciate it, it will grow in the other person. If you see the bad and name it, the bad will increase. And the sixth principle, I am counting my blessings. I'm grateful for all I got. Another a different feeling, again, a feeling brought about by the ego, is to feel entitled. a grateful person always feels, oh, I got so much. An entitled person, or a person who feels entitled, let us say it like this, thinks, this is missing and that is missing. I was supposed to get 3 meals on time. Now there's a meal missing. Count your blessings, stay on that side, and it will increase. Now, all these 6 principles: don't criticize, be tolerant, don't take offense, apologize quickly, see the good, and count the blessings. All these principles can definitely be used in a life. They are principles which help you to let go of the ego and invite the Lord and His wonderful arrangements in your life. And in this way, stay on the wave of either Braj, or if you're not in Braj, stay on the wave of Kripa, of Krishna's mercy. See you for the next episode.